This is Bhajan and Hasya. We're discussing this Shastra Yam Sarana, which is the explanation of the background, what's all going on behind this verse, what was revealed in the purified heart of Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he chanted this shloka from Shastakam. Nayanam Garudashidarya Varanam Gadgara Vriyagya Pulakara Nichitamba Bhukata Tamanama Grahani Bhavishiti. When he studied this verse and chanted Shudanam and he saw so many wonderful points coming out of this verse and so many teachings that Lord Chaitanya had locked inside this verse. These are sutras. Shikshastakam, these are 8 sutras. Codified knowledge, let's say, zipped. 8 zip files. Each shloka is a zip file, and if you unzip it, you find so much valuable information, guidance, instruction, mercy. So he by his purity of consciousness and bhav, he unzipped these files and revealed the inner heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the heart of Rupa Goswami and the 6 Goswamis. What is the intention here? What did the master teacher want to convey to the future students of Gaudiya Vaishnavism? What secrets of bhajan? Secret teachings of, on the path of perfection, bhajan rahasyam. So he saw that this verse is about bhava bhakti. The symptoms, some symptoms of bhava are being discussed here. And a kada, he's saying, kada, Lord Chaitanya is praying, when I, my Lord, when I chant your holy name, oh Krishna, oh my Lord, when I chant your holy name, when will these symptoms overtake me? When will I be conquered by the ecstatic feelings of bhava? When will my heart melt in the presence of your holy name? When will my body manifest all these divine symptoms? Tears will well up in my eyes and fall down in cascading rivers, and my body will tremble in ecstatic delight, and my voice will choke up as I submerge myself in the bliss of vibrating your holy name and the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kada, when will that come? It's not coming. I'm taking shelter of you, I surrender to you. And I'm trying to be humble and dedicated and sincere and steady. And I have taste for your service. But these symptoms aren't coming. Oh my Lord, when will this come? So this is one level of prayer, because he's using the word kada. He's not saying, hey, I'm there, I'm Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm chanting, this is my Shikshastik, I'm chanting, this is what you'll experience, you'll all come to bhava by chanting, and like me, he's saying, kada, when will I? So when will I means when will I? When will I, the reader of Lord Chaitanya's teachings? Obviously Lord Chaitanya is swimming in the ocean of Mahabhava, and the viraha, and tossed by the waves of viraha and Sambhog, Vira, he's raised by the waves of Sambhog and dancing in the ecstatic bliss of union with Govinda. And the next minute he's submerged in the whirlpools of Viraha and the ocean of separation and crying and wailing and trapped in the net of separation from Krishna, crying out. So he's saying that this verse is all about this. This is bhava, but a particular kind of bhava. This is gopi bhava, because Mahaprabhu is in Radha bhava. Krishna is in Radha bhava. Radha bhava is gopi bhava. So this series of verses that we've been hearing about from Bhagavatam, they're all prayers. Some of them prayers are, they've been prayers of Uddhava from Bhamar Gita describing. And now, this is a prayer. In other words, we've been hearing different verses from Bhagavatam describe appreciating what is this Gopi Bhav, Uddhava's appreciation, his prayers, and his understanding of what it is and what he saw when he came to Vrindavan, and recounting that and writing about that and sharing that with all of us. And then anybody who saw the expression of Gopi Bhav or heard about it, they were all amazed by it and enchanted by it, and they all worshipped it, and they all bowed down to it, and they honored it, and they even hankered for it. So when Krishna went to Mathura, Akura of course, came to bring Krishna and Balaram for the wrestling match. And the ladies of Mathura, called the Mathura Ramanis, when they heard about Krishna, they heard about the gopis, they heard about their activities, because, you know, women, they just get all the information. It spreads, like we have that. In the old days, they didn't have all these fax machines, but they had telex machines. Telex was like a typewriter, and you could send a message around the world by telex. So they said there's three ways of communication. There's telex, there's telephone, and telewoman. So they had heard about Krishna. They had not seen him or met him. And they heard about the intimate pastimes that he was having with the gopis. And now that same Krishna, that Gopinath, Shamsundar, Vasudev, Damodar, was coming to their town. They say some coming to your town. It's coming right, the show is coming to their town. They're going to see Sakshat Darshan, that Krishna, that Gopinath, that Rasvihari that they heard so much about. And those gopis which they heard about. So when they saw him enter Vrindavan, then they heard that he's very beautiful and he's so attractive, and the gopis gave their everything to him and he gave his everything to them. Then when they finally saw him, they said, "Whoa, not this, hearing is one thing, but seeing is another thing." So then they spoke this verse, 10:44:14. This is how the Mathura Ramanis are hankering, glorifying and hankering for the bhava of the Braja Gopis. They're all aspiring for it, because they are in Mathura bhava, they're in a different bhava. Gopyastapakimacharanyaramushyarupam Lavanya sarama samurva mananya siddham Drigvivi pant hinusavadpinavam turapam ekantadama yashashashriya aishvaryasya. O Saki, I don't know what austerities the Braja Gopis have performed to be always drinking the sweetness of Krishna's form with their eyes. Because they just saw him walking through the streets one day when he came, and they were standing in the rooftops of their houses looking. And they said, "Oh, what? They're drinking. What is the nature of Krishna's form? His form is Lavanya Saram. It's the essence of bodily beauty. Within this material existence or anywhere, there is no beauty equal to his. Asam Urdvam. There's no one. Sama, equal, or urdva, above or greater than his beauty. Ananya siddhim, none other is as perfect. Ananya siddhim, ananya, like you say, ananya shintiyanto mam. There's no other person so perfect. What to speak of a greater beauty than Krishna? There's no one can compare. No one's beauty is equal to his. He is not decorated by anyone, nor is he perfected by ornaments or clothes. Rather, he is perfect in himself. Because usually people, they bathe and get dressed, then they put on so many ornaments and necklaces and fancy clothes, and that each thing that they add to their body enhances their beauty and prestige and their attractiveness. They become more and more perfect, more and more appealing and attractive. The makeup and the earrings and the hair, and one by one, and the final package is ready, the perfect package. But Krishna walks into Mathura strolling like a drunken elephant, side to side, like he owns the whole place, he's been there forever, every street is his, every building is his. Carefree, no fear, no anxiety. He and Balaram, he's just resting his hand on Balaram's shoulder, walking, and they're pointing, he's got his arm around Balaram. "Oh, look at that palace, it must be 5 stories tall. Look at those gold domes, wow, look at this, wow." They're just amazed walking into Mathura. And the ladies are looking at the guy. He has no shirt. He has a chadar. He has some flower garland hanging down to his knees. Some Vaijanti mala. Some tulsi. Some bumblebees. Bumblebees buzzing around his lotus face. He picked some flower somewhere and put it over one ear. He has a peacock feather in his hair. Maybe one pearl necklace. No rings. Anything. He's just walking. Some flowers tied around his wrist. He said, "And this is a perfect. He's Ananya Siddham. This is perfection. Nothing makes him. No clothing or ornamentation makes him look more perfect or more appealing or attractive. He, whatever is draped on his body, that cloth becomes perfect by associating with the perfect person, Krishna. that mala, that one pearl necklace around his neck, that necklace has become perfect by reflecting the perfection of Krishna who he's draped upon. That's what they're appreciating, because ladies they know all about decorating, and they know all about ornamenting. They're very expert at it. So they're saying, because they're thinking Atmanamanite Jagat. We think of others in view of ourselves. So their view is, as I get more and more dressed, and I decorate more, and I put more ornaments, I look more and more perfect, most perfect. This guy is not even dressed. And he's the perfection of all perfections. And what little bit of clothing and ornaments he has, his body, his bodily form, his Lavanyasara is enhancing and giving perfection to those things. Even if he had nothing on, no rings, no clothing, no makeup, nothing. These Mathura Ramanis, these lady, young ladies. Ramani generally means different meanings, of course. But since it's Mathura, well, it's hard to say. But it's ladies, let's say ladies of Mathura, at least we can say that. So they go on. While seeing Krishna's form, one does not become satiated because Krishna's beauty increases at every moment. In other words, there's no end. It goes on and on and on. All beauty, fame, and opulence take shelter in Krishna's form. Only the Braja Gopis are fortunate enough to have such a darshan of Krishna, and no one else. So there, this was spoken generally, as I said, Ramani means the young women, usually the unmarried women. So the purport is saying that these are this verse was spoken when Krishna entered the wrestling arena, Dhanur Yajna, Kamsa. I was saying when he walked, because he did walk down the streets of Mathura, and so many ladies did come and see him from the balcony, that's also there. But this text was spoken by the beautiful women of Mathura in Kamsa's wrestling arena, when they received darshan of Sri Krishna's unprecedented lustrous body. Amazed by that form, they yearned to taste it. So they were seeing the candy in the window, but they couldn't taste it. So they were just remarking, oh, look, we've heard about the gopis. This is that Krishna that the gopis are with every day, every night. What fortune they have, how much austerities and what tapasya they did. Their whole lives from the time they were born, they've been drinking the beauty of this personality. We're just getting a glimpse now after 11 long years. We've been hearing about him for so many years, but now after 11 long years, we're getting a faint glimpse. But these gopis, they've been looking at him and drinking the nectar of his darshan every day for the last 11 years. And we're only seeing him for a few moments in the yajnashala, the wrestling shala, mala shala. And we're drunk. We're drinking and drinking, and we're not getting saved. Oh, okay. Like some lady comes or something. Okay, check it out. Okay, fine. Then what's next? You get tired of this yellow dress, this hair. How much you can look at some man or lady, then, okay, you're bored. You want to see a different form or shape. But Krishna, you look at him, and you look at him, and you look at him, and you look at him, you never get bored. And don't want to see. You can imagine coming in one day to the Vrindavan temple, seeing Shamasundar saying, oh, you again? I'm so tired of seeing you. You're just always there, standing there, Chibanga, holding the flute, smiling, and like this and that. You never do anything like change or... But every day, it's a new life's experience. It's a festival for the eyes, as Bhagavatam says, Mayana Utsa. So they're appreciating and they're glorifying this Gopi Bhav. So then they're going on and say that what austerities do they perform that their eyes can feast on the extraordinary beauty of Krishna's form. These Braja Gopis, they have made their birth, body, and mind successful. What is Krishna's beauty like? There is no Rupa Madhurya, sweeter form that is equal to or greater than Krishna's. If you go to Paravyam and Vaikuntha, there are many forms of Bhagavan. But even Narayan, Krishna's Vilasmurti, does not have such sweetness, what to speak of other forms. Sri Krishna's beauty is topmost. It is incomparable, perfect, and natural. That's a very nice phrase. Krishna's beauty is incomparable. There's no comparison. Atulia. Perfect and natural. He's naturally beautiful. There's some more of the dialogue, because this is Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary in this verse. He's giving the voices of other Mathura Ramanis what they said by his realization. Bhajan Rahasya Ki Jai.